time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Wednesday, members of the House Judiciary Committee grilled the number two guy at the Justice Department, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who pushed back on Republican accusations that the Mueller probe into Russian meddling in last year's election is infected with partisan bias and defended Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
Have you seen good cause to fire Special Counsel Mueller?
No.
Thank you. If you were ordered today to fire Mr. Mueller, what would you do?
As I've explained previously, I would follow the regulation. If there were good cause, I would act. If there were no good cause, I would not.
That was Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein on Capitol Hill today defending Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his Russia investigation. Republicans, as we've reported here, are attempting to discredit Mueller with renewed vigor this week in light of new information about an FBI agent who was removed from the overall Mueller team. The DOJ made the rare decision to release about 90 pages of anti-Trump, pro-Clinton text messages sent between that agent and his girlfriend. She also worked for the FBI at the time. Today, Rosenstein stood by the integrity of the Department of Justice.
How, with a straight face, can you say that this group of Democrat partisans are unbiased and will give President Trump a fair shake?
Congressman, I think it's important to recognize that when we talk about political affiliation, that all demonstrates political affiliation. The issue of bias is something different. I've discussed this with Director Mueller, and he and I collectively have a lot of experience managing offices in the Department of Justice. We recognize we have employees with political opinions, and it's our responsibility to make sure those opinions do not influence their actions.
The New York Times reporting this today, quote, Democrats say the pattern is becoming clear. As Mr. Mueller moves closer to Mr. Trump's inner circle, Republicans trying to discredit federal law enforcement and undercut the eventual findings of the special counsel. The Republican effort may also be intended to blunt the political repercussions should Mr. Mueller be fired.
Republicans on Wednesday announced that they had reached an agreement in principle to move forward on their tax plan, reconciling the House and Senate bills into one that could be voted on as soon as next week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats have called upon Republicans to delay the vote until Alabama Senator-elect Doug Jones is seated.
Today, we Senate Democrats are calling on Mitch McConnell to hit pause on his tax bill and not hold a final vote until Doug Jones is sworn into the Senate. The governor didn't appoint him. He won an election. It would be wrong for Senate Republicans to jam through this tax bill without giving the newly elected senator from Alabama the opportunity to cast his vote. Now, that's exactly what Republicans argued when Scott Brown was elected in 2010. Referring to health care, listen to what Leader McConnell said. What we ought to do, his quote, as we said repeatedly throughout the month of December, as you know, we were here every day, we ought to stop and start over and go step by step to concentrate on fixing the problem. He said of the election, the one of Scott Brown, I think the majority has gotten the message, and no more gamesmanship, no more lack of transparency. What did Leader Reid do when Scott Brown was elected? He said, we're going to wait until the new senator arrives until we do anything more on the health care bill, which was then pending. McConnell ought to do what he said ought to be done in 2010, and what Reid did in 2010, delay till Doug Jones gets here and can cast a vote.
In 2010, Republican demands that any further votes on the Affordable Care Act be held up to accommodate then newly elected Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts were met by the Democrats. The Walt Disney Company has agreed to purchase major parts of 21st Century Fox in a $52.4 billion deal, with Disney getting the 20th Century Fox movie and TV studios and lots more. But the deal does not include Murdoch's News Corp properties, such as Fox News, Fox Sports, and The Wall Street Journal. Thursday is the day that the FCC is voting on repealing the Obama-era net neutrality rules, but 19 state attorneys general are asking that the vote be delayed.
Federal Communications Commission is expected to repeal net neutrality, an important rule put in place by the Obama administration to ban internet service providers from basically controlling what you see on the internet and what internet-based services you can use. That would be the practical effect if service providers are allowed to pick and choose which traffic goes fast and which traffic goes slow online for their own commercial purposes. But now, in the final hours before that vote, a group of state attorneys general has asked the FCC to not take that vote, to delay it. Because according to an analysis from the New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, There have been as many as 2 million public comments submitted to the FCC about this decision under stolen identities. This all happened during the FCC's public comment period. Real people whose names were used to post these comments have been objecting, but it really happened on a very large scale. The 19 state attorneys general who are pushing for a delay say the comment faking is an attack on the integrity of the democratic process. They say any decision the FCC makes on the basis, even the partial basis, of these fake comments would be an illegitimate decision. As of now, the FCC is still scheduled to take this vote. If they do, expect it to be the subject of a lot of lawsuits immediately.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.